flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Na 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 na. Make them say, Na 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 na. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Coming to you from New Orleans, home of No Limit Records. Was No Limit New Orleans?
Yes, sir.
It was. There
yes,
you go.
Sir.
Master P, yep. No Limit Family. Mm-hmm. Who was your favorite No Limit soldier?
Oh, man. You wouldn't
believe it. Was it Mystical?
Yeah, it was Mystical.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, Mystical. And then my second favorite was Mr. Servon.
Mr. Servon was good. I was the Silk the Shocker guy.
Yeah.
Charge It to the Game.
Yeah. That was good.
That was the debut album.
Yep.
Totally. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's your favorite No Limit Soldier, Jack? Your favorite No Limit Soldier?
Is that Freeway?
No,
it's not Freeway. It's not true.
I was a C Murder guy too.
Oh, C Murder was a good one too.
Yeah.
Dude, they had a moment. Was it like 96, 97, somewhere around there?
Had like a 2-3 year run.
Oh, it was big. Man. Can I tell you a funny Master P story? Okay. Well, it's not really a Master P story because it had nothing to do with Master P himself.
So is this going to be like Broads with his Nas?
No, it's a funny Spike story. So I was dating. I was in college at Syracuse dating. Probably the worst person I ever dated.
Nice.
She was horrible. But we were dating.
Sounds positive.
And I would all the time because I thought the Master P thing was hilarious. We were laying in her bedroom waiting to go to sleep. And I kept doing it and then laughing. And she kicked me out of the apartment. And I laughed. She lived like 5 houses down from me. Laughed all the way back. Me and a buddy went out afterwards, and I from outside into her open window of her bedroom.
You're not an annoying person? I don't think that.
Yes.
But you can be annoying.
Oh, when I decide to be annoying? And she didn't break up with me. She did not break up with
me. So what was the final straw for you to?
Breaking up with me?
Yeah, like when did you guys break up? Was there
She moved to Philly.
Oh.
She moved to Philly, and actually, I'll tell you off-air what the final straw was.
You think she's a listener of the show?
No. She's a Celtics fan. Bad person.
Oh, so you dated a Celtics fan?
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
I did. Bad person. Well, you know, I was much fatter at the time. Beggars can't be choosers. You know.
There you go.
So Myles Garrett requested a trade today. He put out – I thought it was a nice note on social media about what Cleveland has meant to him and so on and so forth. But at the end of it, in all bold, he said that he was requesting a trade from the Cleveland Browns. Now, Myles Garrett is an awesome player. He is 29 years old. He's got 2 years left on his contract. The value of those 2 years is just over $20 million each year, but I think cap hit is just about $6.5 million. So you trade for Myles Garrett, you assume what you're going to do is give him an extension, try to spread money out, and you keep them, you know, for another couple of years on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
Would you guess a Myles Garrett trade starts at 2 first-round picks? I mean,
that's probably
where it is.
Especially where the Eagles are picking.
Yeah, especially if
they're not high picks. Yeah,
yes, so it's not a top 10
at least
pick.
Two first-round
Again,
picks.
I feel like I've lost all perspective on trades after the weekend.
Oh, right, yeah. But maybe we can just send them Anthony Davis.
Maybe Bryce Huff in a first.
Yeah. So Josh Sweat's going to be a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce Huff is completely useless.
Yeah.
Brandon Graham will retire, we assume.
Nope.
So we still have Nolan Smith. We still have Jalix Hunt. We are a playmaker away. Would you trade for 2 first-round picks for Myles Garrett? Yeah.
Bro,
oh yeah. He doesn't care about it.
I would trade 3.
Three.
Really?
Yes.
Now, remember, first-round picks have turned into Jalen Carter. They've turned into...
Not at 27.
Quinyon Mitchell.
Or not at 31.
Exactly. Quinyon Mitchell was 20.
Nolan Smith was 31?
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, and these are two, you know, foundational pieces.
And let me tell you.
Yeah.
Outside of Jalen Carter.
Yep.
If any of those other guys are 10% of what Myles Garrett has been in his career, we ought to be thankful and lucky.
Right.
This boy is a first ballot Hall of Famer when he's done playing.
And
he's in the prime of his career right now.
14 sacks this year. Imagine adding him to this defense.
Yeah.
See this guy?
He's an animal.
He looks like Julius Peppers. I mean, that's what Pep used to look like, man. I mean, he's a freak of an athlete. You ought to see him dunk a basketball at this size. Like, he has some hops, and you saw him block that field goal against us.
Yep. I mean, that was ridiculous.
Yeah, to put Myles Garrett next to Jalen Carter, oh, my goodness.
With Nolan Smith on the other side.
With Nolan Smith on the outside, oh, my goodness.
Now, he said something about wanting to play for the Eagles.
Yeah, so I lost the tweet, so he was like, okay. Everybody, no, he said everybody would love to play for Philly.
Oh, wow.
And who knows, somewhere down the road, anything's possible.
And that was a couple of years ago? Or?
I think this is when they came and did the...
preseason. Or the joint practices.
Joint practices, yeah.
Okay.
And he did a lot of one-on-one work with Lane Johnson. So, man, you know he wants to come here, man.
Now,
everybody wants to come here, man.
Yeah.
Get Micah, too.
Nah, we don't want Micah. Yeah. I'm out on Micah.
Yeah.
Out on Micah.
Yeah,
whatever.
Well, a lot of content there. He's got that show.
You kidding me?
Yeah, yeah.
And Micah's younger.
Yeah. Yeah, Garrett's 29, so you figure he's got four more productive years.
At least four more good years.
Four more years at this level without an injury.
I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Looking at him, he might have five or six left in him.
He's going to age well.
Yeah.
Well, and is there any chance he's doing this just to get some giant contract from the Browns?
No, I think the Giants would give it to him. Not the Giants.
The Browns would
definitely give it
to him. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, go ahead.
Is he the guy? I can't remember who the GM said we're not trading this guy this offseason. I think it was Myles Garrett.
I think it was Myles Garrett.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Well, you know who the GM is.
Andrew Berry.
Andrew Berry.
Howie Disciple.
Yep. Right.
Yep. And the guy every week mix up with his brother. He has
Matthew
a twin
Berry?
Brother. No, yeah.
Oh.
Matthew Berry.
Well, I don't know.
I saw Matthew Berry.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
His twin brother still works with the Eagles.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yes.
I think he left Goldman Sachs to come work for the Eagles.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So.
Andrew Berry's twin brother, not Myles Garrett's.
Do you think that players seeing what Saquon did and how he turned in a bad organization, how much that can hamper you, is going to only increase of these guys trying to ask out?
And the fact. Seeing what the Eagles are doing with Saquon, Myles Garrett is saying, man, you know what? I've been wasting my career here in Cleveland.
Yep.
Never really playing a big game.
By the way, they're pretty much married to Deshaun Watson, and he knows that's not going to work.
Yep. Well, yeah, he sees Deshaun up close. He's like, yeah, this ain't working.
Yep.
So he knows that thing is real close to being a rebuild, like where they got to scrap everything and start over again. And he's like, man, I don't have time for that. I'm trying to – if I can get with a team that I can win with right now, may as well go in and ask for a trade.
And
he publicly did it. And he wrote a letter.
Yes. He did write a letter. Very classy.
Saying goodbye to Cleveland.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The you know, and this isn't to bring up, this isn't like a negative Howie thing that I'm bringing up.
Mm-hmm.
It is sometimes as a general manager, you are defined as much by the trades that never happen, even if it's something that you didn't do,
right,
as you are by the trades that do.
Sure.
And imagine if they did pull off a trade for Deshaun Watson, what kind of situation we would be in here. I mean, we'd be...
You mean... Eagles. I got you. Yeah, yeah,
with
yeah.
The Eagles,
yeah, yeah,
if they had ended up getting Deshaun Watson...
Yeah, like some people want it.
Well, you know...
I was one of them.
Yeah, why would you not have wanted him? Who would know that he would fall off a cliff the way that he has?
Yeah, would have never guessed that.
215-592-9494. Are you more nervous or are you more confident than you were a week ago about the Super Bowl? Marcel in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Marcel?
Hey, what's going on, guys? First, can I get some Ike juice?
Oh, man,
he must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Never a doubt, friend. Never a doubt.
A lot of Ike juice here in New Orleans, my friend. Every place.
They call them hurricanes.
Yeah.
Yo, I hope y'all had y'all sippers too. But on to why I called, guys. First and foremost, thank y'all for what y'all do. The way you guys cover the team is amazing. No problem at all. Long-time listener, first-time caller. And honestly, I'm just so pumped to go ahead and just prove all the doubters. I hate that we have so many doubters in our camp that we don't see how this thing's aligning. We're gonna blow that team out on Sunday. I'm being honest. I really believe we're gonna blow the Kansas City Chiefs out. Andy Reid.
Well, hold on. What do you mean by blowout? Like 34-10?
I'm gonna be honest. So I did hear a couple people talk about what they thought was blowout. For me, a blowout is a two. With everything, I think is a two scores. Deficit, anything over a touchdown is a blowout for the Kansas City Chiefs. They're chasing greatness, of course. So at the end of the day, I think that they have no chance. Jalen Hurts is destined for this. I think Nick Sirianni, I honestly think Andy Reid's destined for this loss. And I just think that we're really willing to die for this win. Saquon, everybody on board is really willing to go the extra mile.
I know Spike's willing to die for this win.
Die?
He has to be. I mean, he got me on some Kensington. Honestly, like, if I were to tell y'all my history on the Super Bowls, the last three, this one included. So the first one, I was in prison. Not a fun place. Drew the whole game. Like, literally, the Malcolm Jenkins hit. I was, like, listening to an earpiece in jail. So, like, yes, there's an extra love for you guys on the radio. And I drew the whole game out on the wall of the prison cell. Literally crazy. Second
you
game,
drew the whole game out?
Drew the game, like the big plays, whatever stood out. I'm sharing the airpiece with my celly, and we got it done. Drew our own TV. Because anyway, long next story, last Super Bowl we made it to was my actual birthday, February 12th. I fly to Arizona. I go there. I'm completely like, I'm watching the game. I tried to see if there was a magical way, because it was my birthday, I'd get tickets and get in somehow, some way. Definitely didn't have the funds for it, but. Long story short, we didn't get in. Watch the Super Bowl at the casino, and fly back home. And literally, I to this day don't know what happened, but passed out on the plane. It was like a three-leg flight back home from Vegas to Orlando. I passed out, had to get into the hospital, all types of crazy stuff. So this Super Bowl, I mean, there's so much riding on this Super Bowl that I know that this is the one I got to be at home chilling. Everything set up the way that I needed to, because everything set up for us to win. This is it. And not to mention, I am. It was prophesied it over. Like, literally, not to get too religious, but I go to church, and like 2 years ago, there was like a prophesied. A guy came in and was like, "Philadelphia Eagles will win the Super Bowl in 5 years." And I was at church yesterday, super amped up. They're praying for the Eagles. And then I looked at my old notes about 2 years ago, and I'm like, "Wait, this is gonna happen? Like, legit? There's no way that this doesn't happen. There's no way this doesn't happen."
All right.
Well, yeah, I hope so. Thank you for the call,
Marcel. What's up, Ryan?
Well, it sounds like it's coming from God.
Yeah,
so
well,
it's God's lips to Marcel's ears back to God.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't think prison doesn't seem like a great place to watch a game.
No. I mean, if I could find a different place.
I certainly wouldn't use the term great place to watch a game.
No, yeah.
Different Super Bowl party.
Imagine, I would imagine most people would not want to watch in the clink.
Yeah, I don't think I'd do well in prison.
But I will say this. I guarantee you that day is probably a big to-do in the joint.
Do you think I would be like kind of like a tough guy in prison?
Not at all.
Well, you got the tattoos.
Yeah, well.
I think you do better.
You think the tattoos of my cat and my dog are going to make me look tough?
I think you do better than me.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. I actually agree.
You and Jack both would be washing somebody's underwear.
Well, that's okay.
And holding on to somebody's belt loop.
Well, whatever keeps me safe.
Or waist.
Whatever keeps me safe.
Whatever would keep you safe.
Yeah.
They would protect you.
215.
Except from them.
Yes.
I'm a chemistry guy. Just letting everyone know in there.
Yeah.
Good vibes, man.
You'll do whatever's necessary.
No?
Yeah, you will.
Yeah, you will. All right.
215. Let's do this read.
215-592-9494. We'll get to your calls right after Jack tells you about National Appliance Warehouse.
Man, we're all trying to kill time. What do you think the appliances are like in prison?
They don't really give you appliances.
Yeah.
It's going well.
Yeah.
Listen, it's going to be a long week. It's going to be a slow-moving week. You might as well get that in National Appliance Warehouse during the week.
And tax-free Delaware?
Tax-free Delaware. Got to make sure that your house is ready to go for all the big parties this weekend. And the great part about National Appliance Warehouse, what they got going on right now, is the President's Day Mega Sale underway right now. They're always ensuring that your dollar is stretching further. Like the President's Day Mega Sale, Spike mentioned it, Delaware, tax-free Delaware, but also Price Assure, a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store if it happens to find a lower price elsewhere. So you will get a great deal. You're also going to get the perfect appliance for you. 15,000 square foot showroom, over 100 brands. I've talked a lot about Gen Air. They also have Sub-Zero. A lot down in National Appliance Warehouse. And on top of that, you're going to get a great experience. Mark Stamatkin has built a wonderful team of knowledgeable people ready to help you out with whatever you need from an appliance standpoint. So go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
Oh, yeah. We love telling them Fritz sent you. The Twitter question, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming, less than 2 weeks away, actually.
Wow.
If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. Which do you feel more about the game after this weekend? Confident or nervous? Ike, what do you think? Oh, you looked at the number.
No, I didn't look at it.
Okay. What do you think the number's at?
Well, judging off our last couple callers, it seems like everybody's confident still.
Yep.
So I'll go 77% confidence.
70.7.
Okay.
I'm not sensing a lot of, I think, not a lot of respect of the Chiefs. Is it more confidence in the Eagles?
Yeah, I don't really think anybody. Cause I haven't heard anybody call up talking crazy.
Well, Giglio might have had too much fun on Bourbon Street last night. He was saying today that he thinks it's going to be a blowout.
Yeah. It's Monday. It's Monday. I've already been asked my prediction several times from different news outlets. And I'm like, it's Monday. Are we giving scores out on Monday?
Do they not listen to the show?
Yeah, I'm like, I may feel differently by the time I get to the end of the week as far as the score goes. I'm predicting the Eagles are going to win.
Obviously.
But do I need my score yet?
That is messed up by them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So right now I'm early on 27-17 Eagles.
Wow.
27-17?
Still a 10-point
yep.
win?
Yeah. Yep. I got a 10-point win.
Do you think it's close? Do you think if it is a close game, that would lend more towards being a loss? Like, do you worry about it being close?
So this is the way I sort of see it. I expect it to be a close game, and I think we drive down for the touchdown that gives us a 10-point lead that forces Kansas City into predictable play calling, which means Patrick Mahomes has to pass over and over and over again. And we get an interception to seal this thing. My big play Slay.
Wow.
Oh, I would love that.
What about a Coop interception to end it?
I'll take that, too.
I'll take an Oren Burks interception. Yeah. I'll take an Avonte Maddox interception. I don't care.
Interesting, Oren Burks, he had to come in last year for Dre Greenlaw.
That's right, he did, yeah.
So he's...
Remember Dre Greenlaw?
It's crazy.
Towards Achilles, yeah.
It's crazy N'Kobe went out. He had a great year.
Yeah.
Oren Burks has been fine.
Yeah, he has. I think, fortunate for him, a lot of talent around him.
Sure.
So it allows him to be able to make plays. And the one thing I'll keep saying is that when the play is there to be made, he's making it. Like, he's even made a few behind the line of scrimmage. He's had a couple pass breakups. He's not just out there. He's making plays. So I give him credit. I didn't know what the hell to expect from him. I hadn't seen him play all year. So he's been surprisingly good for these how long has he been out there? About four or five games?
Well, he tore
when did N'Kobe get it?
The Rams game, right?
Yeah, it's only been the one game.
Was it
two games. N'Kobe got
hurt. I was
going to
say, I can't remember when N'Kobe got injured.
Half.
Yeah, first half of the Rams game. So it's been a game and a half.
Is that the Rams game that
yeah.
N'Kobe got injured in?
Oh, this has been a long season, brother. Yeah.
Wow.
Remember Brazil?
Yeah. 215-592-9494.
Only the Saquon scored three touchdowns.
Yes.
That's really the only thing I remember about.
See, I remember Jalen almost throwing five interceptions.
Yeah. Allen in Pittsburgh, you're a WIP.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Hope you guys are having a good time out there in New Orleans.
Sure.
What's up, Allen? Listen, we off to a good start.
Yep. Hey, I am supremely confident, and I want to give you just a tiny bit of history. The Eagles lost the Super Bowl on January 25th, 1980. That was my ninth birthday. I have lived through a lot of bad Philly beatdowns, and I am as skeptical as the next Philadelphia fan. But when we played the Patriots in 2017, I was supremely confident. I knew we were going to win that game, and we did. And when we played the Chiefs in 2022, I was not confident in our defense that year. I felt like our secondary played deep, and I was like, we could win this game, but I don't expect us to win this game. And I'm telling you, I feel supremely confident about the Eagles this weekend because our offense is better. Our defense is better. We turn teams over more than Kansas City does. I feel like we're better in every facet of the game, and I am confident we're going to have a fairly comfortable win. And I want to make a point about Myles Garrett. So you should know, I am supremely confident, and I'm ready for my heart to be broken. I put it all out on the line. We're going to win this weekend, and I'm confident enough.
Now, Myles Garrett.
Yes. Yeah, let me tell you about Myles Garrett.
Okay.
Should the Cowboys in the 1990s have gone out and gotten Charles Haley?
Yes.
Right, they should have, because they put that defense over the top. Now, I love our defense. We have the best defense in the league. Can it be better? It sure can. And the only weakness that I see is that we don't have an elite pass rush. You give me Jalen Carter up the middle and Myles Garrett coming off the end and the speed of Nolan Smith on the other side, we'll have a dominant pass rush. And, like, there's no denying we have the best defense in the league, and yet I still lack a tiny bit of confidence in them. Give me Myles Garrett. Put them over the top like Charles Haley did. That, do whatever you got to do. Give them Tanner McKee. They can have Tanner McKee plus the picks. Like,
they're lining right up.
Yeah.
You need a quarterback out there in Cleveland. You can
that might be our future, though, Alan. All right, thank you for the
This core stays together, so we get the three-peat. Forget about Kansas City. They don't get no three-peat. We get the three-peat.
I like it.
I love it. I love it, Alan.
Now, it will probably cost them Zach Bond. Like, they can't. You're going to lose pieces if you go get Myles Garrett.
Well, you're going to lose. You're already losing sweat. You assume you lose sweat in that.
Sure.
I don't know who. Yeah, I mean, if you're paying.
You still trade for Myles Garrett.
Yes.
Y'all don't give a damn who we're losing.
I know. Yeah. I can tell.
I like Zach Bond. Yeah. But if you're asking me, do I want to get Myles Garrett or Zach Bond?
A game wrecker. Yeah.
Dude, somehow they paid two receivers $25 million a year.
Exactly.
With the quarterback making.
Exactly.
Yeah. Figure it out, Howie.
Yeah, man up.
Figure it out, man up. All right, coming up next.
He can do it. He's the one that can do it. He's the one that can figure it out.
A guy who we know mans up every time we have him on, that is Jaws. Jaws will join us next. Also, your calls, 215-592-9494. I want you to think about the way you were feeling 1 week ago and how confident you were then. Do you feel more or less confident than you felt 1 week ago in the Eagles in the Super Bowl? We are in New Orleans, at Radio Row. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.